Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to find food entrepreneurs in our state who are working hard to break into some very competitive markets, such as our next guest, who has developed a new barbecue sauce. Dave Finley is founder of Dave's Heritage Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings, and he joins us by phone now from his company in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
So tell us how all of this got started.
So the long and the short of it is that I've come from a family that loves to cook, and actually have a daughter that's born on the 4th of July, and she made a request when she was about 4 years old. Hey, Daddy, can you cook that whole hog that you kill? So with that, I cooked the whole hog. I had to have a barbecue sauce. And people love the sauce. Really, the final two things that happened, I was with one fraternity brother, and he was like, hey, man, he ate the sauce. And he's like, you got to do something with this. And then I was at another event, and there's another fraternity brother, and his name was Marvin. He's from Texas, and he actually took sauce back to Texas and used water bottles. He ran out and he said, hey, I need some more sauce. And so from that, I realized that I had something. Shortly after that, October of 2022, I actually put sauce in bottles. And that was the beginning of this business and me trying to sell Dave's Heritage Barbecue Sauce.
Do you have a co-packer that's bottling this for you? Are you doing it out of your own facility?
Commercial kitchen, and I'm so close to getting to the co-packer. It's really frustrating because I know that I'm that close, and it's just getting those final pieces to fall in place where I can actually start hiring some people, salesmen in particular. Once I can get that done and we're generating orders that we can move into doing business with a co-packer, and we're off and running. So that's where we are. I mean, very close. I guess the holdup is, you know, securing the working capital to move this forward.
I know you've been in a grocery store recently and gone to the aisle where they sell barbecue sauces. There are dozens of barbecue sauces. This is going to be a competitive market for you.
Yes, but what sets me apart is that I had one friend that first time she tasted it, and she's like, you know what? This sauce has personality and character. And I get it. And so I've tasted great sauces, but what separates me from everybody else is that, I guess it's kind of like a Louisiana thing. Land Gap is, you know, giving you a little something extra. And I think my infusion of my Louisiana and Creole background, my understanding of flavors from Louisiana with the Carolina barbecue sauce is what sets me apart.
At this point, while you are still building the business, is it by e-commerce, or are you heading out to various stores to see if they will stock it for you?
So basically how I'm reaching customers is basically tailgates at football games across the South is that, you know, people out there cooking, and I think that's the best way to introduce people to my sauce. So I'm selling that way. Then I've also been successful in getting into some Ace Hardwares in Georgia. We're working on some in Florida. And then as the foundation through social media, I've been selling on my website so people can, you know, find the sauce there. And I'm actually out and about, you know, running to people, you know, doing tailgates at different football games.
And so I imagine with your friend in Texas, then you're probably selling some there too now.
Yes, and I think from the fact being from Louisiana, going to school in Louisiana, and people that I'm friends with and through social media, it's just kind of moving organically that way. And yeah, just definitely the connections that I have in Texas, having gone to school there in Louisiana and being from Louisiana, that, you know, that's kind of where most of my customers are. And I've actually, you know, tried it. Got some friends in St. Louis, in which, you know, that's a big bed for barbecue sauce. And so it's done well out there, too.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Dave Finley is founder of Dave's Heritage Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings. He joined us by phone from his company in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can still find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.